Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
With me here is Andy Marquardt, who is the editor of The Furrow magazine, a John Deere publication, and Andy is also the co-chair of the IFAJ, or International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, 2009 convention, or Congress, as they say in the IFAJ world. Andy, we're going to have a meeting here bringing journalists from around the world. I know it's several years off, but we've already started planning. Can you tell us where we're at in this process already?
As you said, we just had our first meeting. We talked about various things, location, the program, starting to market it to other people, other journalists in throughout the world. And so we're just at the very first steps of getting started here. But with a meeting like this where you're working with journalists around the world, you have to start planning this early. So we're very excited. We had the first meeting was very successful today. We got a lot done.
The members of IFAJ, at least here from the United States, are first and foremost members of AAEA, American Agricultural Editors Association. And as we look to the 2009 meeting, it's going to be held, the plan is now, in conjunction with the Ag Media Summit, which is the joint meeting of AAEA and Livestock Publications Council. Because of that, I think it's a little element that's different than some of the IFAJ congresses that are held around the world. So we're really a committee that's going to just basically interact with AMS in order to put this on.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a conference call this morning with David Markey, who's a president of IFAJ, and he stated in there he's always been very impressed about the kind of program that AAEA and LPC have put on at our annual meeting. In fact, they're using that as a pattern or a way of going about improving some of the other meetings around the world. So definitely, we're going to play to our strengths of what we do already in professional improvement. We'll just be adding elements that are part of usual IFAJ events, congresses with tours to farms and different area agribusinesses, as well as bringing in the international trade and the political scene here in the U.S. We'll have speakers on that, so it'll be a really well-rounded event.
Now, I know people always want to know, okay, well, where is it going to be, first question. We looked at a number of options, but had done a survey at the last IFAJ convention just literally a couple months ago. That group certainly expressed an interest in Texas, was really overwhelmingly a choice. And as a committee, we here today did decide to recommend the Fort Worth, Texas area. But I understand that deal still has to go through another step for formal approval.
That's right. Because we're integrating so closely with the AMS meeting, the Ag Media Summit meeting, basically it's a recommendation to that committee that we'll hold it in Texas, and we'll wait for their decision on that. But they seemed very open to our recommendations, and this is going to be an effort we're going to have to be right in step with that group the whole way.
Since we're bringing in people from other countries who I think always, when you go to this, they're interested in the culture, you know, here in the West, we certainly can show them a unique part of our American culture in Texas, if that's where it's finally decided. What were some of the things that the committee is looking at being able to offer possibly in terms of program or tour ideas tied in with that right now?
Yeah, it's one of the great strengths of having something in the West, because you've got things like going to a ranch and having a meal out there and doing trail rides, rodeo. These are the kinds of things that when you think of Americana, these things are at the forefront. They'll be able to buy Western hats, cowboy hats and that sort of thing, cowboy boots, and really get a feel for a part of America that many of them haven't been to. There's a lot of Europeans will be coming to this meeting. They've been to Florida. They've done Disney World. They've sort of been there, done that. So a number of them have been to California. This is going to be a place in the United States that they haven't been before. And again, we've asked them where they want to go, and it's this part of the country that they're interested in. So that's where we're going to try to go.
I thought it was interesting, at least a portion of our discussion revolved around the fact that AMS, by its title, as it was renamed to the Ag Media Summit, is the groups involved, AAEA and LPC, are going to reach out to other communication groups in the ag world, which could include farm broadcasters and others. So as we look down the road a couple years, with especially the merging of technologies today and communications, we may see a very interesting Ag Media Summit, not only from who will be there and the kind of program, but just with an international flair.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, already the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow just announced to us that they're going to be joining this event every year. They have been doing that on alternating years. They see the value in this event. They've decided to join up with us. I think having an international meeting like this where you can have the magic that happens when you put ag journalists from around the world together with a lot of folks here in the U.S., they're learning from each other. That's an exciting dynamic of this meeting. So really, the more the merrier. And we're going to be having broadcasters come into this meeting from around the world. What a great opportunity to talk with other people who do the same thing you do and to just talk shop and to get different perspectives of people from around the world.
Even though the event is several years away, if people want to have more information about IFAJ, there is a website, which is at www.ifaj.org. It might be nice to just give a brief synopsis of what IFAJ is and its mission.
It's the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. It is made up of the members are ag journalists from around the world. It has a very heavy European base. Many of the members are from there, and that's where most of the people will be coming to the U.S., although we heard today that there'll be probably 20 members from Japan coming, 15 from Ireland. So really there's going to be an international contingent here. And one of the things that they've tried to do is to promote ag journalism in areas in developing countries. I know there's a lot of efforts in Eastern Europe as they've come out of the Cold War era, and as agricultural journalism kind of grows in that area, they're trying to get them more involved, and we'll probably, if at all possible, provide some stipends for ag journalists in parts of the world where they just can't afford to come here on their own. It fosters agricultural journalistic excellence around the world through professional improvement, through travel like this, and also through, in the website, they provide a lot of information. Contacts are really important. If one journalist is trying to get a story, they can contact another journalist in another country and get connected to people within that country. It's a great way to network to be able to do your job more effectively as we cover more global stories.
I think you gave some very good reasons why people in agricultural communications should, if they're not a part of one of these organizations, look to become one, and especially as we look at this international conference that will be coming here to the United States. Anything else you would say to people who are not a member of AAEA or possibly LPC or even some of the other ag communications groups that might be reasons why they should consider coming to this meeting?
My experience has been through AAEA, but LPC is the same way. Professional improvement is the key aspect of what a person gets out of it, whether that's going to seminars, whether it's competing against your other people in the industry to see how well you're doing, to get some measure of how well you're doing. It always strengthens you as a professional, and you can never go wrong with that. In this case, it just kicks it up another level. I mean, we always have the annual AMS meeting is always very strong. It keeps getting better every year. It's amazing how they do it, but it keeps getting better every year. We were in Milwaukee last year. I believe it was the best meeting I've ever attended, and I've been going to these since 1986. The international aspect, it only happens about every 15 years. The last time we had one of these meetings with IFAJ was in 1992. So it doesn't happen every day. It's a rare opportunity to mingle with journalists from around the world, and it's not going to happen again for another decade and a half. So that's probably the key element, the key reason to come to this particular meeting in 2009.
Thank you very much. That's Andy Marquardt, who is the editor of the Furrow magazine. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.